Lord's going to do that. Good to see a lot of familiar faces, a lot of people that we've met and know and become acquainted with. And we good to see you and be in the house of the Lord with you. And we look forward to getting to know the rest of you. Amen. Just having a good time together. I can't wait to get out there on the ball field with you. Amen. Play a little ball and, you know, just see what all kind of trouble we can get into. I've just got to remember I'm closer to 50 than I am 40, so I got to be careful. Amen. Hallelujah. I've got to be careful not tear something. Amen. Good to have my wife. Stand up, Kim. Let everybody see who you are. She said, oh, Lord. Amen. That's my wife. Amen. Praise the Lord. Kim, and I'm so glad to have her with me this week. It's very seldom that she gets to go with me. We've got two daughters at home, Reagan and Riley, and both of them have jobs. Reagan's in college and working. Riley's got a job over the summer. And we have so many camps and youth retreats that we're involved in that Riley had to sort of pick and choose and which week she was going to take off. So I'll tell her that y'all didn't hold it against her for not picking your week as one to take off. Amen. Come to be here, but we'll be going to North Carolina in a few weeks. She always enjoys going there. And amen. Youth retreat in Douglas. She always enjoys going there. So she's home to be a part of that. Good to have all of them watching us online. Amen. And in service with us through this worldwide web. Isn't that an amazing thing? Amen. Anybody old enough to remember the Jetsons? Well, some of you ain't old enough to remember, but you've been watching on YouTube. Amen. I remember going to my grandmother's house as a boy, watching the Jetsons on Saturday morning. And you remember on the Jetsons, they'd talk to each other on the TV. They could see each other. And we'd think, man, wouldn't that be cool if you could really do that? Well, we're really doing it nowadays. Amen. Technology has come a long, long ways. Amen. It's a blessing if you use it in the right way. The book of John, chapter number 3. Thank you again for inviting us to come, being a part of this camp. Looking forward to what the Lord's going to do. Brother Goodwin told me to take my liberty as much time as I need. But we're going to take into consideration that most of you, like myself, has traveled a long ways to get here today, and you're probably tired, and we started late. But I promise not to preach over 2 hours tonight, and we'll save that till tomorrow night. No, I'm not going to preach that long. Amen. Praise the Lord. Not that long at all. Amen. But I do have something on my heart that I feel God spoke to me. Amen. About this service tonight, a couple of days ago, one day last week, I guess it was. Amen. And just felt God burn it and burden it on my heart again for this service tonight. Stand if you will for the reading of God's word. The book of John, chapter number 3. Amen. Verse 9. There we are, back on now. Praise the Lord. The book of John, chapter number 3, very familiar passage of Scripture, but I feel it's expedient that we begin this youth camp with this message in this service tonight. Amen. Throughout this week, I want to help you find your purpose, because there's no peace in life if you don't ever find your purpose. I just feel like that's sort of the way God's going to try to get us and carry us in this meeting this week, is finding our purpose in life, because there's no peace without purpose. Amen. You got to have that purpose. But I tonight, this message, I feel like is a must for us, for you young people that are gathered here tonight. Somebody needs to hear the voice of God tonight. Verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. Same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, know that thou art a teacher come from God. For no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh. That which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto thee, ye must be born again. Can somebody say amen? Stretch your hand this way and ask the Lord to anoint his servant tonight. Heavenly Father, we love you. Thank you, God, for another opportunity to stand behind this pulpit on this platform and minister the word of God unto these young people tonight. Such a great opportunity, God, that I have. Such a great privilege to have been chosen to be your spokesman, to be your representative, to stand here tonight and not talk about you, God, but try to speak for you under the hearts and lives of these young people. I pray for that anointing, God, that makes preaching effective. Take my body, God, my life, the top of my head to the soles of my feet. I surrender, God, to you tonight. Use us in a mighty way. Father, we'll be careful to praise and give you all the glory in Jesus' name. Everybody said amen. Amen. And you may be seated in the sweet presence of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand for what he's going to do tonight in this service. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank God for these that have already come forth, and let the Lord touch them. Amen. Even in this service tonight. If I had a title, a text to the message that I want to deliver to you tonight that I feel God has dealt with my heart about, I want to simply preach to you on this thought: the night Nick got saved. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. The night Nick got saved. We got anybody here tonight named Nick? Wave at me. Amen. Any guys over? Your name's Nick? Nicholas, that's close enough. Well, Nicholas, I'm not picking on you, buddy, okay? All righty. Hallelujah. The night that Nick got saved. As we look tonight to the Word of God, and we've already stated before we began to read our text that this story found in the Bible about Nicodemus is probably one of the most familiar passages of Scriptures and stories, or one of the more familiar passages of Scriptures and stories. Stories that we find in the Bible. Amen. John chapter 3, when we read of the story of Nicodemus coming to Christ, it's in this chapter. We didn't read that far, but it's in this chapter we find that verse that is one of the most noticeable and quoted verses of the Bible that said, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him shall not pass, but have everlasting life." Such truth in those words, such love that was shown to humanity, a humanity that had turned their back on God, that had openly rebelled against God, against the command of God. But yet God still loved us enough that he gave his only begotten Son that we might be saved. Amen. An old preacher said one time, that one verse of scripture is all I need to know that God loves me. Amen. And when the devil comes at me and tries to tell me that God don't love me anymore, I just quote John 3:16, "For God so loved me that he gave his only begotten Son." You know what he's saying? If God never done anything else for me, if God never moved for me in any other way, if God never touched me in any other way, him giving his Son for me that I may have life and have it more abundantly was the greatest sign of love that a man could ever give. Can somebody say amen? But as we look at the beginning, at how this unfolds before us, this story, and we begin to look at it tonight, I guess you could say from just a little different point of view, maybe, than we've ever preached it before, or that you've ever heard this story preached before. Not changing the word of God, not taking away, not trying to add to it, but taking this story and fitting it to the group of people that is in this room tonight. Now we know Nicodemus by this time in his life, no doubt was an older gentleman, middle aged, no doubt, amen, and had already passed his youth, probably in his 30s, 40s, maybe even older than that. But for the sake of this service and the way that I feel God brought this thing out to me for you young people tonight, I want to look at this story as if Nicodemus was a young man, and we're going to give him a young person's name, and we're going to call him Nick tonight. Can somebody say amen? And we're going to talk about the night that Nick got saved. Amen. I believe that there's some young people in this youth camp, in this service tonight. What you need more than anything else in the world is just to get saved. Can somebody say amen? You don't need a new church, a new Sunday school teacher, a new youth pastor. You don't need a new mom or a new dad. Come on now. Or somebody new in your life. Just a good dose of salvation would make a lot of difference in your life tonight. Amen. Come on now, you're going to help me. I said, are you going to help me? And as we begin to look at Nick's life for a moment, amen, we first of all, I want to look at the fact that Nick has a lot going for him in his life. Nick's got a lot of things figured out. Nick knows a lot of stuff. Amen. And Nick's got a lot of things that is going in the right direction. But there's still, even though Nick has a lot of things going in the right direction in his life, and it seems like that he's got a lot of things figured out, there's still one area in his life. There's still some things that he has not yet figured out, and he has not yet gained control of. In that motel room over there just a few moments ago, I felt the Holy Ghost of heaven reaffirm that in my spirit tonight. You're good young people. You've got a lot of good going for you. You're headed a lot in the right direction. But there's areas in your life that you just need help with. There's things that you can't figure out. There's things that you can't get over, that you can't become victorious in. Oh, I wish somebody would help me in this house. God wants to change that in this first service. He wants to make a difference in your life. He wants you to become born again by the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God Almighty. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We look at this and we begin to examine Nick's life. We begin to look at the life of Nick. Amen. According to what we know about him in these verses of Scripture, the first thing we find, the first truth that we find about Nick, the good things in Nick's life, is in verse 1. The Bible says that Nick was a man of the Pharisees. Now, I know throughout the teachings of the gospel, and Jesus is dealing with the Pharisees, and the disciples dealing with the Pharisees. Many times we see the Pharisee as a self-righteous person. We see the Pharisee as a holier than thou, and one that sees himself above others, and better than other people that is around him. But let's not look at the bad qualities of a Pharisee, but let's look at the good qualities of a Pharisee for just a moment. For in Nicodemus's life, amen, he was one of those that had those good qualities. What was a Pharisee? What made him a Pharisee? Number one, he had to be born of the Jewish descent. He had to be an Israelite, born weren't a Jew. He had to trace his bloodline back to Abraham and be able to say that he was of Abraham's descendant. You see, Nick had a lot going for him because Nick was raised in what we would say a Christian home. Could somebody say amen? Nick being a Pharisee in our society, we would say Nick was one that was raised in a Christian home with Christian parents, with men and moms and dads that loved God, went to a church that taught the truth of the Word of God. Come on now, grew up around those that believed God's Word to be true and instructed them in the ways of God. Young people, you've got a lot going for you. The majority of you, they may be some scattered around this building that are not being raised in a Christian home, and your parents may not live a Christian life, but I dare say for the majority of those that are under the sound of my voice, you are being raised in a home where God is honored, where God is loved, where God is worshiped, and where God is magnified. You don't know how blessed you are to be raised in a home that loves God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You don't know. You don't understand it. I deal with this. I see this in the lives of young people. I deal with young people being raised in homes where the mom or dad is not a Christian, and it's constantly to fight, amen, and sin on every side. Nick has that going for him. We would say concerning you that he's being raised in a home of Christian values, Christian ways, and Christian things. Number two, to be a Pharisee and to be known as a Pharisee, you had to know the law, the Old Testament law. He was not ignorant to the things are the ways of God. You with me tonight? Hallelujah. I said you with me tonight. Thank you, brother. Amen. Over there in the corner. Hallelujah. He was not ignorant to the things are the ways of God. Let's take a test right quick on this first night. Let's see what you have going for you. Let's see how much you know about the Word of God. Amen. Let's look at it for just a moment tonight. If I was to ask you, amen, this question, who was Adam and Eve? How many knows the answer? Wave at me. Come on. Don't be bashful now. Moms and dads, counselors too. Who's Adam and Eve? Amen. Everybody know the answer? Who's Adam and Eve? Somebody raise your hand right here on the front row. Who was Adam and Eve?
First man and first woman.
First man, first woman in the Bible. Amen. What did they do?
Sinned against God.
See, I helped him out just a little bit. They sinned against God. All right, let's go a little bit further. What if I was to ask you who built the ark? How many knows that? How many knows who built the ark in the Bible? What about one of these young ladies?
Noah.
Noah. You sure it wasn't Moses? It was. Okay, what did Moses do? It's the mic. It's the mic. It's not the child. It's the mic. What did Moses do? Yes, led the children of Israel out of Egypt. They know it's the mic. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. It's not the child. We could go. You see what I'm saying? You know the Word of God. I said, how many knows who killed Goliath? Wave at me. I'm not coming to you. Shout it out. Who killed Goliath? Who was thrown in a lion's den? Daniel. Who walked on water in the Bible besides Jesus? Come on, come on now. We could go on and on and on. What was Paul's name before he became converted?
Saul, amen, Nick's got a lot going for him. Number one, he's been raised in a Christian home. Number two, he knows a lot about the Word of God. Young people, I want to tell you, you got so much going for you tonight because you know thou shalt not kill, thou shalt not steal, thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not covet thy neighbor. Come on now, listen to me, Nick. You got a lot going for you. Come on. Woo! You got a lot of good things that we can talk about tonight. Nick, you're a Pharisee of the good way. You've been raised in a Christian home. You know much concerning the Word of God, the teachings of the Word of God, and the ways of God. Second of all, what else does Nick have going for him? The Bible said that he came to Jesus by night. When Nick needed answers, Nick knew who to go to. Woo! Come on, somebody. Hallelujah. You got to get with me now. I need you counselors to get with me. God's wanting to do a work in some young person's life tonight. When Nick needed an answer, he knew who to go to. I need to get to Jesus. And when he got to Jesus, he said, Rabbi, meaning teacher, scholar, all-knowing, all-able, the one that has the answer to any question that I may have. You know where to go. Can somebody say amen? You know the answer. It's not in a pill. It's not in a bottle. Come on. It's not in premarital sex, homosexuality, transgender relationships, or anything of that nature. But the answer is Jesus. I said the answer is Jesus. For he said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. Nick knows where to go when Nick's got questions. When life's not going like Nick thinks it should go. When things are happening in Nick's life, amen, that Nick was not expecting. Hardships, heartaches, troubles, trials, things of that nature. Nick knew where to go. He'd been in the temple in Jerusalem that day as Jesus had taught. He had been there and heard the words of Christ and understood, if anybody can help me, Jesus can help me. Woo! You let me tell some young person in this house right now, your answer is Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen? Your answer is Jesus Christ. I'm going to say it again. Your answer is Jesus Christ. One more time. Your answer is Jesus Christ. Don't ask the world. Don't ask your friends. Come on. Don't ask that heathen teacher at school. Don't ask your coach on the ball team. They'll lead you astray. But when you've got questions in life that need answers, find you a Bible. Find you an altar. Find you a place to steal away with God. Steal away with the Lord. And he has the answer that you need. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He's in an environment. He's being raised in a Christian environment. He knows the Word of God. He knows the teachings of the Scripture. He knows what's right and what's wrong. Number two, Nick knows where the answer's at. You ever had somebody you just want to slap? Oh, I ain't supposed to say that. I'm sorry. Just move on, preacher. Just move on. This is a youth camp. Just move on. Hallelujah.
Because they know, well, I didn't move on, did I? They know where their answer is. You know where their answer is, but they fail to turn to their answer. Hallelujah. Thirdly, Nick, the third thing in our text that we see that Nick's got going for him is he knows all things are possible through God. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah. Nick's being raised in a Christian environment around people that are teaching him the truth of the Word of God, and he knows the Word of God. Nick knows that the answer is Jesus, and Jesus has the answer to everything that he could ever face and every question that he might ever have need an answer for. And Nick knows that nothing is impossible with God. Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher sent from God, because the miracles that you're doing are only possible by God. You know what he's saying? A man can't, a man couldn't, a man won't. But when I see what I'm seeing, I know only God is doing it. For that which is impossible with man is possible with God. Come on, I'm not preaching to heathens tonight. I'm not preaching to a house full of people that don't believe in God, that don't know God, that don't know God's able. I'm preaching to Nicks, to young people. Come on. I'm preaching to young women that you know. I said you know the only thing lacking in your life is a born again experience with Jesus Christ. Give him praise and glory. Come on. Hallelujah. What about it, Nick? What about it, Nicky? I said, what about it, Nick? What about it, Nicky? Where you at? Where you at tonight? Where's that young person that says, I know I need a born again experience? Hallelujah. All of these things going for him. Christian home, taught the Word of God. He knows Jesus got the answer. He believes all things is possible with God. All of these things going for him. But when he gets in the presence of Christ, Christ says, what's missing is the kingdom of God in your heart. Woo! Hallelujah. Man, I hope I don't claim to be nothing up here, but I hope I got this down here where you can get a hold of it. Hallelujah. Jesus said, can we put that up there? John chapter 3, is it verse 3 or verse 4? 4, I believe it is. Hallelujah. Jesus looked at Nick or Nikki. Amen. I'll call you girls Nikki where you don't feel left out. We got any Nikkis? Amen. All right, I'm in good shape then. Nicholas knows I ain't picking on him. I ain't picking on no Nickies. Nicodemus saith unto him, how can a man be born again? Verse 3, I'm sorry. Go back to verse 3. Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nick, hush just a minute, Nick. Listen to me just a minute. Nick, I know you go to Sunday school. I know you're in a youth group. I know you can quote the Ten Commandments. I know you know that Jesus is the answer and that God can do all things. But Nick, you're missing the whole point. You gotta get the kingdom of God in your heart. Woo! Hallelujah! You gotta get it from the head to the heart. Hallelujah! This sort of reminds me of another young person in the Bible. Trying my best to hold this thing to 30 minutes. Amen. I read a while back, preaching you can keep a person's attention for about 30 minutes. And after that, young people, they say, if God ain't in it, you're losing them. So I'm trying to hold it. Amen. This reminds me of another young person in the Bible, a rich young ruler, come to Christ. What must I do to be saved? Amen. Keep my commandments. I've done it from my youth. I can quote them frontwards. I can quote them backwards. I can say the even ones. I can say the odd ones. I can make the signs that go with them. Come on now. I'm old enough to remember. I don't know what they're doing over there tonight, but I guarantee they ain't got no flannel board. Amen. Your mom and daddy got a flannel board. You know what a flannel board is. So you wouldn't know if I got one or not. I can remember when kids' crusades, amen, were focused around a flannel board. That's before we got projectors. And I've lost this whole crew right here. Anybody in here old enough to remember flannel boards besides me? Amen. And when they're teaching the Ten Commandments and they get to the one thou shalt not kill, they'd stick a gun up there and say, which one is this? Thou shalt not kill. Amen. When they get to one about stealing, they'd put handcuffs up there and say, thou shalt not steal. Come on. I know my commandments. Jesus said, lackest thou one thing? Nicky, I want to tell you something. There's only one thing lacking in your life tonight. That's getting the kingdom of God in your heart, in your life. You need a true blue born again experience with Jesus Christ. Can somebody say amen? Hallelujah! 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 I thought give him a brain, yeah, brother, or he'll keep the verse up there. Ask for it. Lord, I'm wearing me out of it. I love you, brother Lucas. I thought he meant you can't go to heaven. That's what he means. Except a man be born again, he can't go to heaven. Yes, that's what he's saying. But I also believe he's saying, except a man be born again, he can't have heaven in him down here. Woo! Hallelujah. Paul said, now we know in part, and now we have in part. But when we receive that which is perfect, we shall do away with that which we have in part. Come on now. Hallelujah. You know what Paul's saying? The everlasting joy that I'm going to find when I get to heaven, I ain't got to wait till I get to heaven to experience it. I can have part of it now. Woo! Come on. Preacher, I just don't understand. I go to church. I go to Sunday school. I go to the youth program. I can quote scripture. I know Jesus has the answer. And God can do all things. But I don't have joy. I don't have peace. I don't have contentment. I just can't seem to live right. I can't seem to do right. It's because you got to get the kingdom of God on the inside. There must be a born again experience in your life. This night in Nicodemus's life would forever change Nicodemus, for this would be the night that Nick got saved. It's still there. I thought he'd turned it off. I was just checking. 7. Verse 7. Marvel not. I said unto thee, you must be born. Where you at, young person? Where you at, Nikki? Where you at? Where you at in this house, Nikki? Where you at in that chair? Which row you're sitting in? Which aisle are you on? Where you at? You got a lot going for you. Just can't understand why it ain't no better. You got all this going for me, preacher. Why ain't it no better? Marvel not, but you must be born again. Enjoy the kingdom of God here that'll give you life, life more abundantly. There must be a trip to that altar that falls on your face and says, God, I'm a sinner. I need forgiveness. Forgive me of my sins. Purify my heart of the iniquity that's in it. Give me a new life and a new birth. Let me come up from here a changed person to live a different life. Come on now. I know, Nick. I know. When you was 4 years old in the Sunday school class, the teacher said, repeat after me, and you repeated after, and she told you you were saved. But if that come from an empty heart, come on now, without conviction of the Holy Ghost, and fell off of your lips without any meaning, then it was nothing more than words. And the reason you're still struggling tonight is because you've never been born. Nicodemus, I see you was raised in church. Nicodemus, I see that you know the scripture. Nicodemus, I know that you believe Jesus has all the answers and God can do all things. But Nicodemus, you've never been saved. You've never had that transformation. Come on, musicians, where you were changed from an old creature to a new creature. Where you gave Christ your heart and allowed him to work in you and allowed the blood of Jesus Christ to do that only the blood of Jesus can do. Tonight's the night that Nick or Nikki will get saved in Jesus' name. Bow your heads and close your eyes. Father, all over this building, throughout this tabernacle tonight, sit young people under the sound of my voice. Good young people, God, being raised in good homes, going to good churches, good youth pastors, a lot of good things going for them. But God, there's those that have never experienced new life through Jesus Christ. They know the emotion of it. They know the excitement of it. They know the thrill of it. But they've never known the changing power in their heart. I pray, God, every boy and girl under the sound of my voice that does not have a personal relationship with you will become born again before this service is over tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Musicians, play. You're standing all over the building, heads bowed, eyes closed. No going in or out unless it's absolutely necessary. Start filling these altars. Preacher, I'm not sure I've ever been born again, and I want tonight to be the night that Nikki gets saved. Come on, come on, move right now. Move, move. If God's dealing with you, move. Preacher, I want a born-again experience. I want a born-again experience in my life tonight. I want to know in this first service of Truth Camp 2017, why don't we all come? Why don't every young person in the building come? Find you a place to get before God and search and talk to God and let God deal with you. Come on, counselors. Come on, pastors. Come on, men, women of God. Gather in. Let's gather around them and pray with them tonight. Let's believe that before this service is over, there won't be one young person under the sound of our voice tonight that's not had a born-again experience with Jesus Christ. Has not been changed by the power, the presence, and the Spirit of God. Come on, all over. Come on, gather in here, lay your hands on them, work your way in to pray and believe God to save tonight on this first night. Come on, men. Come on, counselors. Hallelujah. Come in here with these boys. Come on, ladies. Hallelujah. Gather in. Find your young people. Believe God. 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 Come on, Nick. Come on, Nick. Get saved tonight.
tonight, Nick. Come on, Nick. Come on, Nick, and get saved tonight.
Oh, to get to Jesus. Just one time would be enough for all you're needing. And when you hear him say, come, I would walk, I would love right now. Oh, to get to Jesus, just do. Just one touch would be enough for all you're needing. And when you hear him say, come, I would walk, I would right now. Oh, to get to Jesus, it was comfortable and dry. Saw the Lord out on the sea. He said, Lord, you're not that far. Let me come to where you are. And as he stepped out on the boat, he just believed. Do whatever it takes to get to Jesus. Just one touch would be enough for all you're needing. And when you hear him say, come, I would walk, I would love right now. Oh, to get to Jesus. And when you can't see down that road, inside your heart is almost dying. Oh, well, friend, I have good news. Hope is reaching out to you. You see, he's right here in this room. Don't let him pass you.
I need a life-changing experience tonight. I need a touch of Jesus and a chase me. I don't want to feel these desires.
Just one touch.
One time.